Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwang Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwang Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine. How are you?
I'm great. As always, we have an exciting show to prepare and share with you guys today. But as always, we want everyone to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we have thousands of cases from past radio shows in the past 12 years that we've been on the air proving this.
By curing, we mean that one of these days, you will not need drug, you will not need even our treatment. Just on the right kind of diet, you won't have any symptom, and you'll be healthy. We restore health to cure any chronic disorders.
Right. We have patients that come, and they won't come back for 10, 15 years with
yes.
no problem.
Yes.
We don't recommend that. We recommend that you come in for an occasional tune-up like you would do for your car.
Yes.
But that just goes to show that with our treatment, you really can be symptom-free and disease-free.
Yeah. Your annual checkup with the regular doctor really doesn't do any good. It's just disease detection. It doesn't do any prevention. Our tune-up, however, make you healthier, so to prevent your disease. So our tune-up is so much more important, and we can detect things much better than the regular tests. We can look at your tongue, feel your pulse, and then ask your symptoms. You can get rid of whatever symptom you have. That's the best way to do prevention.
Right.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Last week we had with us Stephanie, who's been suffering from severe neck and back pain for the past 2 years. She went through the whole gamut of MRIs, x-rays, physical therapy, epidural injections, steroid injections, all to no avail. The pain was so severe that she would be in bed. She could not get out of bed. She couldn't work, and really was debilitating. After her first treatment with us, she was symptom-free for 5 days. She didn't have actually any pain at all. And the pain slowly came back, but after the second treatment, the pain was again completely alleviated. We also had with us Dell, who suffered from many, many years of physical trauma, being in the Marines, and severe neck pain, wrist pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, which after really the first and second treatment were virtually almost completely cured. He has very, very little neck pain now, and before, the neck pain was so bad that he couldn't even turn his head when he was driving to change lanes. He also had a severe rash on his feet that nothing, no creams or steroid creams could help. And after one treatment, all of that rash was eradicated, as well as swelling in his left foot where he couldn't even wear a shoe. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Okay.
I'd like to welcome our first guest with us, Kay. Welcome, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Give us a little update. We talked to you a few weeks back about the severe neck and right arm and wrist pain that you had that came all of a sudden, correct? And you had to go to the ER. The paramedics took you.
Yeah.
Give us a little update. What's happened since?
Well, as you know, they spent the whole morning with me with all kinds of equipment and everything, and at the very end said, "Well, we're sorry, but we can't find any what's wrong with you."
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought at that moment, well, there's no point in my trying to go to the hospital again because obviously I'm in horrible pain, and they don't even give me a pain pill. And so I thought, well, you know, hereafter I'm only going to see Dr. Tong. So because I got straightened out in what, less than 3 weeks with my shoulder problem? I think that was it.
Wow.
With just, because I came, well, I only come every 3 weeks, so it must have been probably a little longer than that. But at any rate, I have no shoulder problems or anything anymore. And so I know now I don't have to waste the state's $4,000 to go to the hospital.
Right. Wow. So it was $4,000, right?
And they did plus.
And
yeah.
And they did they did tests on you, like MRI and.
And so, how many tests did we do on you?
How many tests did you do on me?
Yes.
I don't think you did one test.
You don't get the thing.
Yeah,
we
did.
We don't do anything.
One or two treatments.
Yes.
And I was. Free of pain.
Right.
That's the difference between Western medicine and Chinese medicine. Western medicine deal with symptoms. The test they do is finding out what is wrong with you associated with your pain. What is wrong, but not the cause of pain.
No, right. Well, I think the funniest thing was he told me that I should go and see my physician.
Your regular doctor.
Right.
He should say you should see your regular doctor. That's us.
No, he wanted me to go to, you know,
pain doctor or your family doctor?
No, family doctor.
Right.
And
what's he gonna do?
Yes. That's what I wanted to say. Well, if you can't find out what's wrong with me, what's she gonna do?
So you're like a ping pong ball. They bounce you to one and he bounce you back. Yes.
Right. So I came right over to your office and you know in 6 weeks I had no more pain.
Right, and that was two treatments only, really.
Right, right. That's all it was. Yeah.
So it's more fair to say two treatments rather than 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there was some weakness in your grip. How's that doing? The strength in your grip now?
It's much better. Mm-hmm. I still have just a little. It's like I think we talked about my wrist, and it's like a ganglion cyst in there, and I don't know how you make that go away.
We did. I did it on one little kid, 5 years old, and it disappeared right in front of the eyes. In fact, I'm going to get the mother to tell the truth. Otherwise, no, people won't believe us.
I mean, I think you've had it before, and we treated it, and it went away, but sometimes it comes back up. And actually, that makes sense, because you have a blockage in that area, which you did because of the wrist pain.
Right, yeah.
You're going to have things that may, you know, block. I mean, the cyst is a physical block versus, you know, it's actually a physical
block. If your health is restored to a higher degree, then you won't come back. So what you should do is that come regularly and get a tune-up and keep on working on it, and the cyst will not come back.
And she does. You're very good at keeping
your appointment. I'm trying to come, every 3 weeks or whatever.
Good.
So to just, you know, to keep, because after all, you know, I'm 79 years old.
But and of you course, look amazing.
Nobody believes me.
You look very good. But don't you feel better every time you get a treatment?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I guess the only reason I went to the hospital it was over a month ago now, was because I was in such horrible pain, and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought, you know what, I am in really pain, So I call the paramedics.
So at 5 o'clock in the morning, I agree you should go to the hospital. You said, I'll come to us.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought you'd say.
Yeah.
That's why I took that out. Ordinarily, I wouldn't.
Yes, but it's very telling of where our healthcare system is today that there's going to charge $4,000 for a paramedic ambulance ride to the ER for severe pain.
Right.
$4,000 for the transportation?
For the whole thing.
Oh, for the whole thing?
The whole thing was.
But that's ridiculous.
But that's still a lot of money. I mean, really. It's
the whole point is that if they cure you, that's pretty good, okay? But they don't cure you. They don't know what's going on.
Right.
If they give you a treatment, they make you sicker.
Yeah. It's a waste of resources.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I know now not to do that again.
Yeah.
I mean, unless I think I'm having a heart attack or something.
heart attack, you come to us at first. Also. We send circulation to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Better than the morphine and bed rest. Yeah, no kidding. If it's really heart attack.
I can't see you at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
I can't either.
You know.
So, yes, after that, then you come to us.
Yeah,
good. We don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, but, you know, that old sailing, we get too soon old and too late smart.
Yeah. But if you get regular treatment from us, the chance of you getting heart attacks is much, much reduced.
Right.
Yeah, well,
right.
No kidding.
That's what I'm doing from now on.
Yes.
And I'm coming every few weeks. And
In fact, we have a patient, Dao. He had two massive heart attacks. Now, and after that, the doctor tell him not to break sweat, not to exercise. Now he's exercising without treatment and no chest pain. And almost playing like he did before he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's on juicing, so we're cleaning out his arteries.
Yes, we recommend for you to juice, too.
Uh-huh.
That would help you, too, Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With your personality and our treatment, you can live to be 90 to 100 and still look the same.
Yeah, she looks
better.
Amazing. She does look amazing.
Yes.
Well, I try to take care of myself.
Yes.
And as best I can. And, I've lost about 15 pounds.
Good.
Wonderful.
Which I really needed to do.
Yes.
So that makes me feel better. And I'm walking. And now, tomorrow, I have a job interview.
Oh, congratulations.
So that would be nice to get some money coming
in. That will help with the stress, too. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, the more you work, the healthier you are, the longer you live.
Right.
Oh, I really, truly believe that.
Yes.
That's why, you know, I got laid off, it's been a little over a year ago now.
And I think that's what instigated this whole bout with
the pain. Yeah, it really threw me for a loop because I've worked all of my life.
Right.
Yes.
It was a very big stressor.
You'll laugh at this, but this is as a crossing guard for one of the Irvine schools.
Oh,
ooh.
Great. And you get exercise, too.
Right. So I'll have an hour in the morning and an hour in the afternoon.
Wonderful.
And the pay is very, 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 very good.
Ooh. It must be from the state.
Yeah, it is.
Only our state had that much money.
Yeah, let's hope they don't run out before I get the job.
Oh, they won't. They'll raise tax.
Well, Kay, thank you so much for joining us today and updating us on your condition. We're so happy for you. Good luck on your interview, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you both. Thank you for all you've done for me.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Changed my whole life.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm grateful.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Let's welcome our next guest, Teresa. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hi. Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and share your story.
Okay.
Give us a little background. What happened to you and how you came to see us?
Well, in 2009, I started with the symptoms of loss of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, it has progressed to my speech and swallowing, and I do have what they call ataxia, but they don't know what is causing it. It's either genetic or maybe some kind of poisoning, you know. So
ataxia means that you walk wobbly, you don't walk straight, and you have dizziness, okay? It's really not genetic. You know, everything is genetic. But if it's genetic, how come you didn't have the problem all the time from birth until now?
Mm-hmm.
You're more stressed. We'll talk about that later, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been healthy my whole life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what did you do? What kind of treatment did you go to get?
Really, I really didn't get any treatment from anybody. They're saying that there's nothing they can do. I went to some, you know, holistic type, you know, of doctors and centers, but, you know, they wanted to kind of do all this chelation, and I didn't really have the money to do that, so I was kind
of... What kind of thing? What kind of...
Chelation?
Oh, chelation?
Yeah.
Oh, huh? Okay.
Chelation.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know for sure if that is what's causing it, so, you know, I heard about Dr. Tong, and I kept him in the back of my mind thinking I should try Dr. Tong.
Who told you about us?
KDRT. The radio.
Oh, the radio.
Radio, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So before you came, now how long have you had, since 2009, right? So it's been the past 3 years. Okay. And was it progressively getting worse?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want our listeners to know that actually when Teresa first came to see us, actually your speech was much more slurred.
You could not talk
like
this.
You wouldn't be able to talk on the radio, actually, when you first came.
In fact, it takes a lot of patience to see you because it takes forever for you to answer a question.
It does. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
no,
not,
but
not like
listen
this.
To you now, though. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, very slight slur. I mean, I can barely hear it.
Yes, you are a very tough case. Normally, new patient, I see all the new patient and other one treatment, I bounce it to Dr. Elaine, and she can take care of almost all our patients. You are one of the very few patients that ever get bounced back to me. And sorry.
Well, we bounce her back and forth.
yeah. But anyway, okay, even when you came back, it was tough because you have ongoing stress.
Yes.
And the dizziness.
And I find that I really got worse in the beginning of the year when my dad died.
Yes.
You know, and it's been really, this whole year has been, you know, a lot of stress, and I've gotten progressively worse.
Yeah.
And another thing that really bugged you, okay, if I may say, is one of the relatives that have been very, very nice to you for a whole her entire life, and now suddenly she turned against you, and that's really very stressful to you.
These are all the emotional traumas that accumulated over the years and has affected you quite
so
badly,
so it's not really genetic. It's not really poisoning, you know.
Yeah, because all your life you never had these issues.
Yeah, it's emotional poison. Right. Emotional poison, yeah.
Now you had some other symptoms also, the dizziness?
Yes, I have like a positional vertigo.
Okay.
But I usually get dizzy when I wake up, and I have not had that like as much, and I have not had that today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because yesterday.
I was in there yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday was you look so good. You look normal. Your eyes have a lot of spirit, you know, staring at me. You know, before you was like a haze. So and you talk very, very straight. Yes.
Yeah. I think the speech has improved tremendously.
Uh-huh.
Really.
Right.
And I think it's hard for you to see it because you probably listen to yourself talk all the time. But I'm pretty sure people who talk to you now, I mean, I know we do. I mean, your speech is much improved. I mean, there's no way you'd have been able to be on the radio show a few months ago.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. How about your breathing or swallowing? Do you have a problem with that?
Well, since yesterday, I feel that breathing thing.
Yes.
I only had that like a couple of times.
Yeah, you sigh all the
time. Where I was getting it like every 5 minutes.
Gasping all the time. Yeah, huh?
Right,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you only
have. That's improved.
Yes. How about swallow? You have any problem with swallowing or no?
Not as much today.
Mm-hmm. So basically, yesterday is what we turned you around. I think I see you maybe like three or four treatment.
Probably in the past month. Yeah.
Past month?
Yeah.
So by four treatment then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
So any other improvements?
And there's been improvement in the back pain that I have.
Oh, right, back pain.
And there's been improvement in the strength of my legs.
Right, right, right.
And my feet were cramping, and I get that doesn't happen anymore. And I was getting the tremor, but that's off and on when I'm under stress.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I notice
it more
like a tremor when my brother calls me and tells me about my mom.
that's my problem. Every time I heard you say about that, I know that that's why you exacerbate. And
yeah.
We do know. But here's the point, okay? Are you as bothered by your stress as much as before?
No.
See?
I feel like, you know, I'm not as worried about things like it was.
Right.
You know, I'm more like, well, whatever, you know.
Yes.
Because I can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you did not think this way before when you're all blocked.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You were so much, you know, affected by it. But right now, I just want to listen to notice. Once we got the mind back to the body, you're back to square one before all the stress started. And without clearing the blockage, you'll be stressed out and you will have all the symptoms. Now that you don't have the symptom, you're not bothered by stress, even though we did not change your social situation. We cannot change that. Yeah,
exactly. Yes, I do notice that the way you handle stress is much. I mean, it doesn't bother you as much, definitely.
Right, and then the little things don't bother me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know where they would before. Now it's like forget it. You know.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Teresa, thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time to share your story on the radio. We know that it can be, a trial to speak, especially with the symptoms that you have. But you're doing wonderfully. We're so happy for you.
Yeah, but the way you talk is all flowing. You don't hesitate. You don't slur.
Yeah, it's getting very choppy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Draining, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see you soon then.
Yes, I'll see you in two weeks.
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. If you're just joining us today, you missed two fabulous cases. We had with us Kay, who's been seeing Dr. Tong and myself for several years now, and she just came back recently after not getting a treatment for about a year with severe arm and shoulder pain that came all of a sudden. She had the paramedics take her to the ER. She was there for 4 hours. They had ran a gambit of tests on her, which ended up costing $4,000, and the ER doctor ended up telling her to see her family physician. Didn't do anything for her. After two treatments, her pain was all gone. And now after getting regular treatments, the strength has come back in her grip. And like we were saying, stress is a huge factor of how that happened, because she had not had a job for about a year. And I think that is what, we know that is what was definitely a causative factor of when that came about.
Yeah, she looks very young because she always liked to work. And she's 70 years old, but she looked like she's not even 50.
She's actually almost 80. She's 79.
Oh, 80? Wow.
Yeah, she looks at least 20 years younger than her age.
Yeah,
she looks amazing.
So the lack of work is what bothered her.
Right.
Yeah, the energy chi that the Chinese found discover is actually our emotion, our feeling. So the chi flow in the meridian are actually antennas. So the chi flow is emotional flow. So emotional stress causes the blockage. But the chi is also the healing power in our spirit, what heals our body. So whenever you get stressed out, your body's energy and the healing power get down, and that's why you have the symptoms.
Right.
Yeah.
We also had with us Teresa, who was diagnosed in 2009 with ataxia, which is problems with balance. She had very wobbly walking. Her speech started to get very slurred. She would get
very slurred. Yeah.
She would get positional vertigo in the morning, where she would just be extremely dizzy. And this started 3 years ago, but in the past year has gotten progressively worse. And she had also mentioned it actually got worse after the death of her father in the beginning of the year. And again, you see, this stress is a huge contributing factor to symptoms that happen.
And she has a lawsuit from a relative who has been
right.
has been very nice to the family and suddenly turned bad. you know.
So you see that there's this ongoing theme here. Stress is really even more than the food you eat.
Exactly.
I think. Yes, because if your chi is strong,
yes,
you can cheat on your food.
There are a lot of people who don't let stress bother them. They eat their junk food.
They
smoke. They drink.
Nothing.
And nothing happens. You know,
yes.
They're fat and nothing
it's
happens.
It's really how strong your chi is to combat these things that can cause blockages. And stress is number one, really. I mean, you can, and people can relate to this. Sometimes you hear something happens immediately, your body starts to tighten. And that's the first thing that affects your body, the emotional stress that affects your body physically. And when you don't clear these blockages, it's going to accumulate, get worse and worse.
So the basic thing, whether you get disease or not, is how much chi you have, how much healing power you have. If you think of it this way, if a company have a lot of money, they won't have any problem. They will solve all the problem because money buys healing power from human power, material power. This all chi. So depending on how healthy you are, you're not the germs, you're not the physical trauma,
right.
Nothing except how healthy you are.
Right. The physical trauma can instigate things to happen if you have a blockage already, an existing blockage.
Yeah, but your chi is strong, you heal it.
Right, right. So it's really the chi. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We're just talking here about how strongly stress affects your health emotionally and ultimately physically, and if you do not clear these blockages, which we do with our treatment, then it can become more severe and you're going to get more and more symptoms on top of one another. Next week we're going to have a very good case also, Daoud, who suffered from heart attacks, and his cardiologist actually told him not to exercise, and we've got him back on a good exercise regimen because it's important to exercise.
If
you have blockages, the exercising can be detrimental, and I think that's what his cardiologists were worried
about.
Chest
pain, because you've
you
got circulation
chest, right,
in your heart.
And that can actually instigate things. So we'll have him on next week. He's also going to talk about his improved eyesight. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.